This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest.
This is another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the stories news-wise that have made it this week, or at least I highlight one. You'll have my opinion on some things going on in the world of agriculture. And we're also going to meet a couple of people who are responsible for a new concept in farm housing. I don't know if farm housing is the right way to put it, actually. There's a new concept around you might look up called agri-hooding, A-G-R-I-H-O-O-D, and the creation of these agri-hoods. It's a neighborhood built on agriculture. I've talked to these two fellas, Nathan Aberg and Mike Sands, and I find their concept fascinating. It's a master-planned conservation community built around agriculture. I think you're going to find it very interesting. The ideas that come out of this is, well, the ideas that come out of any of our conversations are what's more important than anything else in our visitations here. Let's get to some of the news, or at least one story this week that has a lot of people in the farming community talking. The story from San Francisco, where jurors sided with a man who says that Roundup, the weed killer, contributed to his terminal cancer diagnosis. Now, this guy's only got a few months to live. His name is Dwayne Johnson, no relation to The Rock, who's Dwayne Johnson. He got $289 million in damages. Now, certainly, this will go through the appeals process. Monsanto will try to tie it up for years, which is just another indication of what they're all about. He was a school district groundskeeper, and the report was that he used Roundup about 20 to 30 times a year, and as he used it, he sprayed, got the spray on himself. And he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is the toughest. There's Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's. Non-Hodgkin's is always fatal. Johnson sued Monsanto. The jury sided with him, stating that Roundup causes cancer. The jury also said Monsanto failed to warn customers of the potential risk of getting cancer. You may remember a report that came out from the WHO, the World Health Organization, suggesting that the most important ingredient in Roundup, which is glyphosate, could cause cancer in humans. I was in my local tractor supply store yesterday, and they were touting, they were selling Roundup with less. The promo was you get less glyphosate, whatever, however you pronounce it, glyphosate now, and it still does the same thing. That is a promotion and a half, right? Meanwhile, Monsanto sticks to their story that Roundup doesn't cause cancer and that regulatory authorities are telling them that the product is safe. Well, you know, there are 4,000 cases in courts right now. Right this minute, 4,000 cases just like this that are against Monsanto and Roundup and the products like glyphosate that they put in their stuff. You don't see, as I said, Monsanto's going to appeal the decision. Of course they will. And they'll spend millions of dollars trying to do that to keep from paying him on his deathbed the money that he deserves. So as we think about glyphosate, this $289 million damage slapped on Monsanto, there is a, by the way, a federal judge in Brazil this week that halted the use of all products from Monsanto over health concerns. This is this week. Headlines all over the world. In Europe, they don't allow Roundup at all. And yet, the company Bayer, which is from Germany, is the company that whose origins were in making the gas that was used in the killing of all of the Jews in the camps in Germany. Same company, they changed their name. Anyway, Bayer spent $66 billion. As soon as this jury award was announced this past week, their shares went down like a rock. So, you know, you wonder what they're thinking or what they think is the future of Monsanto unless they come up with some new products. You'd think somebody would be doing some research to find, because there are organic ways of getting rid of weeds and that and pests and stuff like that. It just takes a little more money and a little more time. But this, I think you can see the end of glyphosate as the most popular weed killer. It has not been good for the environment. It has been good for farmers. So the question comes from farmers, what do we do if we don't have glyphosate? You know, the crop yields are up, corn, beans, that sort of thing, because of technology, pesticides, herbicides, that sort of thing. And again, not only here, but they've been doing a good job of selling this all around the globe. And because of drought and heat and storms and concern about climate, there is a demand for more of the volume. But there's also at the same time a drive to have organic food. And so as regulators look at this, you got to wonder what the ultimate is going to be. You know, this Bayer doesn't spend $66 billion and just walk away. They got to be working on something else. But there are lots of legal battles here. They've bought into them. But the market value of Bayer went down $11 billion in one day. And that doesn't happen by accident. So anyway, that's the story of the jury award. This fellow, sad life, sad end to his life at the hands of these bastards that make this stuff. I got no use for them. I know a lot of farmers send me notes from time to time. You're welcome to do it. Doug at DougStephan.com and also at DougStephan on Twitter. I don't see, I understand the value in an era when, listen, I was talking to a friend of mine in New York who runs a tractor dealership there. We were talking about dairy and he said, it's gone and it's not coming back. And I think that there's truth to that. The government has allowed the Dairy Farmers of America and the Sweezer family and Dean Foods to control the fluid milk supply and screw the dairy farmer. That's all that it is. And you're drinking an inferior product if you're buying that white crap in the store. What you should be doing is buying it processed on a farm from a farmer that you know. That's the best way to find milk and dairy products, not to buy them in the grocery store. But I might as well be talking to the wall, because that's how people buy. You know, most people don't know, nor do they care. They just want what looks like milk to them, and it isn't. It's not milk that you and I grew up on. It's garbage. But yet, it is what it is. And so we continue to be concerned about that sort of thing. All right, so that's the news of the week, in a manner of speaking, the most important one, most significant news story. In a moment, we meet Nathan Aberg and Mike Sands. We'll talk about a new way of developing, if you will, in rural and suburban areas. Meanwhile, I want to remind you about how to get the best night's rest ever. If you're traveling, you're bringing your youngsters to college, let's say, and they're going to have a dorm room. Do you have, or they're living maybe in a house? Do they have a MyPillow? Do they have two MyPillows? Are they going to be able to rest like they do at home? Or do you need to order, buy the MyPillow 4-pack? 50% off right now, you know, at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and have these pillows available. Here we go with not only the pillows, but other things like sheets and mattresses, pillowcases, all of them available at the best prices ever using, when you click on the code, use the promo code DJV. All right, do that, and you'll have comfortable sleeping. You'll rest well, that your children are resting well at college or wherever they're going to school. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Stock up on these pillows right now.
Back to School 101 from Staples.
Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything your kids need for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. Now at Staples, Texas Instruments TI-84 and TI-84CE graphing calculators are just $89.99. Available at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
Ends 8/4/18. In-store only. Limit 2. Assortment and colors vary by store. Assorted SKUs.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Balance of Nature's.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Farming in the Focus, where you get your food. This is a program for family farmers, for families that own farm businesses, the locavores that use our products, the people who support the family farms. And I can think of no better way as we go into the future, trying to look into a crystal ball, figure out how to find people who are going to use our products, than to sort of wrap our heads around a concept called agrohoods and agrohooding. Joining us now, Nathan Auberg, who's the Director, Conservation and Working Lands at Liberty Prairie Foundation. Mike Sands is the Environmental Team Leader at Prairie Holdings. This is an operation that, in essence, I think you explained this to me, Nathan, is a nonprofit at the moment, right?
That is correct. The Liberty Prairie Foundation is a nonprofit. We were established in 1993 at about the same time that the Prairie Crossing Conservation Community was started up.
So you and your wife are the owners of Bean Hollow Grass-Fed, which is a pasture-based farm raising grass-fed sheep and cattle in Virginia. And Nathan, your background is as a farm person or not? I've forgotten whether you were a farm guy or not when we talked a while back.
I'm going to let Mike jump in because Mike actually is the owner of the Bean Hollow.
Yeah. Oh, Mike is. All right. So I did it backwards. Sorry about that. All right.
No problem.
Yeah. So, Mike, you're the owner. So tell us about your story, and then we'll get the story. I want to have the story from both of you, actually, so that we get a perspective on what you're doing.
Okay. So my background is in agriculture and ecology and kind of food systems. So I did a lot of work in international development, international agriculture, and at one point was a managing director of the Rodale Institute, probably the prominent, preeminent private organic farming research and education institution in Emmaus, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But I now farm in Virginia. I was for 20 some years, the environmental team leader at Prairie Crossing and the founding director of the Liberty Prairie Foundation. And our goal there was to look at a model and basically demonstrate that the market forces that drive suburban sprawl could also be turned around and could be the principal driver to actually protect land and conserve land and family farms.
Yeah, this is a fabulous time. The reason I talk to you is because I'm trying to figure out what to do with my farm, and I'm thinking if I have to develop part of it, I'd like to have it be this in a philosophical sense, but the practical side of it is that a lot of people want to live in this environment. The question is, who are they and how do they pay for it? And then we'll get to that as we continue to pursue agrohoods here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm.
Time now to continue our focus on what maybe is a way for you to process the future of your farm. Nathan Auberg and Mike Sands are here from Prairie Holding, Prairie Foundation, the conceivers of an agrihood that is located in, if I remember correctly, you're in Virginia, is that right?
No, my farm is in Virginia now, but the Prairie Crossing Community Project is in northern Illinois, just north of Chicago.
Okay. When you say my farm, let's separate the voices, because sometimes when there are two people right on the air, that people get confused with who's who. So my farm belongs to Mike Sands.
My farm belongs to Mike Sands.
All right. Okay. So you're sort of the farmer here in the reality, and Nathan is the, would we call him the developer?
Yeah. No. So, Doug, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to just create a little context here. So back in the early 90s, there was a development company created called Prairie Holdings.
Yep.
And that was led by George and Vicki Ranney, really visionary, energetic people who wanted to do development in a different way and wanted to preserve the land as part of a larger piece of beautiful land up here in northern Illinois. And so they created this development company, and they were the ones who launched Prairie Crossing as a conservation community. And as part of that development, they put aside 100 acres of farmland. And then, because, you know how homeowners associations are, they have enough trouble sometimes just managing lawn service and keeping,
yes,
keeping people correct, doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
George and Vicki wisely said, you know what, I think we need to create a nonprofit that will own and manage the farm, but still work very closely with the homeowners association and with the community. And that's why the Liberty Prairie Foundation was formed. Mike was the first executive director, and Mike was also the environmental team leader on this team of really smart, diversely talented people in terms of ecologists, landscape architects.
So who put the idea, who put this together, that where the barns are going to be, where the homes are going to be, where the gardens are going to be, where the animals are going to be. How did you come up with a plan for that 100 acres? Because I'm thinking, okay, I got about 100 acres. I really, really am interested in this, but it sounds like a gargantuan task. And most people say, oh, it's just easier, give the land to the developer and let him do what he wants to it. And if you don't have a conscience, I suppose maybe that's okay. But I don't want my land to go down that road. I'm hoping not to have to develop it at all. But if I do, I want to do this. I just don't want to spend the rest of my life doing it.
Right. Well, what in the case of Prairie Crossing, the entire community is 680 acres. The farm that was preserved and developed as an organic farm is 100 acres. So that sits inside of the 680 acres.
Got it.
We had a team of people working with all of those questions of landscape design, the ecology, the how is the farm designed inside. All of those issues were worked on with a team of people that included a landscape architect, an ecologist, farm person, marketing people, finance people. It's a complex task, as you alluded. It's not something that I think one person can jump in and do unless they're both incredibly patient or have a really unique talent set.
Well, there are all kinds of things that are involved here, and it takes dedication, it would seem to me, as much as anything else. So the market for this, you studied that. In a moment, we'll talk about it. 28 past.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
On this week's American Family Farmer, our conversation at the moment with Nathan Auberg and Mike Sands. You can go to their website, libertyprairie.org, and see the ideas that have been developed here. A real estate development that focuses on conservation, on food, all the things that are important to us. So what I'm thinking, as I've talked to developers, is the market for this. How did you find a market? What research did you do? Or did you just say, okay, guys, we're going to do this. I know it'll work. So here we go. Do we have the both Nathan and Mike hooked up here with us, Kara?
Mike is here.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
So who takes that, Nathan or Mike? Who feels that question?
Go ahead, Nathan.
I think it'd be going for Mike.
Okay. that question... was about market. I'm sorry.
The question is, how did you figure out that this would work? How do you find people that will buy homes, be involved in an association as you suggested? I don't know how many there are. If there's 100 acres of farmland here and 600 acres that surround it, there got to be a lot of people that bought into the concept. Otherwise, you guys would be broke.
You're right on target there. It is a challenge. We had 400 units to sell, and you know, in a rapidly urbanizing area like the Chicago metro region, we went out and advertised and marketed. We did the market research and focus groups that to us indicated that there was a real possibility that people were looking for alternatives. The marketing community and consultants were very hesitant, but based on our focus groups and stuff, we became convinced that there was, in fact, a market for this, that people were looking for an alternative.
Is there a market for it in circumstances, as you're suggesting, you're in a suburban Chicago market? downstate, very agricultural. Could you do the same thing in suburban New York, Westchester County, or north of there, heading up toward Albany? Could you do it in Dallas? Could you do it in Los Angeles? Can you do it in Boston? Where? How would you say the work you did was universal?
The answer is yes. The size of the market and the design of the product may have to be adapted to the specific environment, but there's no question in my mind that people are looking for alternatives in their lifestyles, and that a community like Prairie Crossing could succeed in many, many different locations.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the key? Is it getting the people who buy in, are they all the same age group more or less? And do they do the work? Or is there a real farm and a real farmer and these people just take advantage of that situation, kind of like living on a golf course?
No, this is really like living on a golf course without the golf course. So the diversity of interests and the really are spoken to. We have people who bought homes here because they were really excited about the concept of conservation and farming and local food. We had people who bought here because they liked the aesthetics of just the way it looked. We had people who bought just because they thought it was a very good deal when they looked at the home prices versus the perceived value. They thought it was just a good economic decision. So there's a fair amount of diversity in interest, and that's good for a community.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, it would seem that because a new concept is always hard to sell a new concept, it would have taken a lot of money. You're a nonprofit. How'd you raise the money in order to buy the land and build out the homes and the barns and stuff that are there?
The development, Liberty Prairie Foundation is a nonprofit, but we were established to support the program after it was established. The community was a privately financed for-profit development, Prairie Holdings Corporation, that went out and received bank loans and private investment.
All right. So you got that going for you, and then you sell marketing, all that other stuff. Did you find when people heard about it for the first time, all ages were coming to say, okay, how do I buy? And were you able to get a premium because, you know, like round golf courses, you get a premium. You can go to any development and buy a house for $600,000-$700,000. If you put that same house next to a golf course, it's worth $200,000 or maybe more. Same thing.
There's no question that there were certain parts of the community that got a premium. Basis for the premium, though, had to do with, in part, just the added value in the construction. So we had a very well-constructed product that we, in terms of the structures. Mm-hmm. But there was about a 12% premium based on location.
So that's then somebody to give an example, if you paid $500,000 in a neighborhood for a house, you'd pay $620,000 for the same thing in the agri-hood. Sounds like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the number, those
or
numbers.
Or maybe 560, are, excuse me.
Yeah, 560. So, 560. There was a premium. Our top price when we started, we had a great deal of variation in home prices. Our lowest price product was $180,000, and our top product was just a shade under $495,000 or something when mm-hmm. we first started.
Yeah. And so in this circumstance, you found people who all wanted to live around the farm. Is everybody that's living in the community someone who wants to participate either by growing, volunteering, working? What is the real connection between the people who live in this community, who paid to be there, and the farm itself in terms of active involvement, active, if you will, coexistence?
I think, if I can just jump in, I think people decide to move here for a variety of reasons. Some people were very taken by the fact that they were going to be close to a farm. Others love being close to the prairies and other natural features we have. But maybe I can give you some examples of how people interact with the farm.
Yes.
One of those is almost every Sunday our nonprofit organizes greening events where volunteers from Prairie Crossing and elsewhere come together and they harvest vegetables that would otherwise not be used for market. Mm-hmm. And they're taken to local community groups and food banks where they help provide people in need with really high quality produce. So that's a real hands-on way that people are using the farm to have a big community impact. We also have a Monday night farm stand where community members can come to the farm and buy some vegetables and products that we have raised, which is really nice. There's sort of a mixing energy that happens when people gather at a market. You know what that's like. And people talk, and it kind of helps build community. We also have a youth employment program called Prairie Farm Corps, one of our nonprofit programs. And almost every year we have a Prairie Crossing resident, a high school student, who takes part in the program and learns to grow food sustainably, learns how to cook with it, learns how to sell it. This year we had a recently immigrated Vietnamese young man who confessed that he really hated being outside, but his mom forced him to come into the program. And he said after the time on the farm that he had a much better appreciation and much more enjoyment, although he said he'd still rather play video games sometimes. we also have there's lots of nooks and crannies on a farm.
Yep.
And so there's always places where you can do interesting things, and a number of residents are kind of microbrew aficionados. They like to make their own beer. And so we set aside a small section where they grow hops. So they have these hop vines growing up, and so they call themselves the cooperative. So I hope that pun
came
across.
That's very clever. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Buy that. Yep.
And so there's just, and there's even a community garden. There's just lots of ways that if people choose, and if they, for example, they can get a CSA through our very excellent farm called Prairie Wind Family Farm that we lease land to, there's just a variety of ways that you can get involved. And in fact, my son, who's in college, is working on the farm this year, which is great. He can ride his bike from our house to the farm. And I have to tell you, he has a much more appreciation for farming. And he says, I can't wait to get back to college. And I really am going to appreciate being in air-conditioned rooms and sitting down. So,
there's a cuteness to that. But there's also, from my perspective as a farm kid growing up, learning how to work hard, learning lessons from being on the farm that today are not respected. Because kids, when I go up and down, I live in a very rural area, narrow roads, and it's become the people who live in nearby communities are now using it as a shortcut, cut-through route to get to their towns. And I am on my tractor with my people up and down the roads all the time. And you'd be amazed at how stupid the reaction is to people who are, some of them mature adults, some of them are just kids, that can't stand getting behind the speed limit here is 20 miles an hour. They want to drive 50 miles an hour and they want to, people go off the road all the time. And I've gotten to the point where I don't even stop and help them anymore because they've done it on their own trying to be jerks. But there's no respect for, it isn't about me, but it's for the farm and where the food comes from. And the kids that come to my farm to see what's going on with the cows and what we grow there and do there, they are in awe of the animals and not, they think they're supposed to be afraid of the animals because they're big. Yeah, that kind of stuff that, hopefully is being, taught at the farm that you have there. I'm off on a tangent a little bit here, but I get bothered by kids having such an unrealistic expectation of what farm life is like and how odd it is.
Yeah, so I think my son has definitely come away with that, and there's other residents who have worked in the farm as well. So, yeah. I think that's one of the interesting things about having, in our case, a nonprofit running a farm, that we're not only leasing land to a very good vegetable operation, but we also are doing our own programs that include the high school youth farming program, and we also help new and beginning farmers lease small pieces of land and get a start. So there's a lot more energy when you have lots of different kinds of uses on that farmland.
Yeah. All right. Very interesting website, very interesting story. Nathan Auberg and Mike Sands, check out libertyprairie.org if it sounds like something that you might want to get involved in. It is a good way to save farm land, that's for sure, and a farming culture and a farming attitude. I think that's what intrigues me. Nathan and Mike, thank you. This is the American Family Farmer.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want so that I have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off, 2 premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows, 2 premium, 2 go anywhere at mypillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to mypillow.com, use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the 4-pack. This is the American Family Farmer continuing to tell our story, or the fabulous stories, many stories, of what's going on the American Family Farm. And I think we need to be telling our story, or somebody else will, and they won't like what the story is. I guess it's called Creative Plagiarism, title of a book that came out a few years ago. You can find the text of the work online anywhere. In it, the author notes, most of what we have read has been written or thought of long before we were born. Writers have borrowed ideas from one another for as long as the ink has passed over paper. That's, you see that all the time. People write books based on work that they do reading other books. Footnotes everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. So, in terms of the farm, though, the farm story, I was looking at the story of a farm, the Gawker Farm people, and the story, the way they tell their story locally. They're very active, and they get out in the community, do a lot of promotions and that sort of thing. And so the family feels like they're the best ones to tell their story. And if you don't tell it in a positive way, because the news media is so slanted, the news media is so directed at finding the negative and building up fear, they'll tell stories of your farm where perhaps they see a calf that's sick and, oh my God, isn't that awful? Or there maybe is a problem with some produce and somebody had got a little listeria or salmonella or something, and that becomes the story, the defining story of your farm. So my suggestion to all of you, no matter what your age, is that you do what kind of I've done. I just go out and do something in the community. Go participate in the farmers markets. Let people see your product. Let people see how it's made or distributed or grown. And therefore, you will be in charge of your message. All right? I have something. It's from the Food for Thought department here. I've got Stefan.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The power of conversation, the maximum information that I can put together every week. That's part of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with some thoughts about how not we sell our products, but how we decide what we're going to buy for ourselves. What do you use? Rural America is being flooded with certain opportunities that are good for sometimes pricing, but not necessarily good for the worker, the workers in stores, local retailers, that sort of thing. And I'm not even sure, frankly, that the prices you think you're paying in some of these stores, you know, the big box stores that have come in, run out of most of rural America, the small drugstore, the small feed store, the small business person, pretty much the landscape has been wiped clean by Walmart, but wait. There are other people that are challenging Walmart in this space in a different way, and I want to talk about how it affects us in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder on the part of people who have pets. Well, we all have a need to get a good night's rest. Farmers need to get their rest. And oftentimes they don't for all kinds of reasons that we all know. Work too late at night, have to get up too early in the morning. So give yourself at least a fighting chance getting a good night's rest. With my pillows, the four-pack, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for 50% off. That's the regular price in half. 100% machine washable pillows, dryable. Got to put them in the dryer to activate the fill. Very special. If you have pets, you got animals on the farm that are in need of rest the same as you are you treating them just as well as you treat yourself? If you'd like to be able to do that, my suggestion is that you go to MyPillow.com and check out the comfort for pet beds. A pet bed, I have just gotten mine, and I was looking at it and really am impressed. And I don't say that. It's not a sales, well, it is a sales pitch, but I'm telling you, I'm impressed with the quality, the size. It's very cool. So MyPillow.com, check out the pet bed, and use the code DJV for the discount. All right? So take care of yourself and your pets with all your sleeping needs at MyPillow.com. Buy it at a bargain price using the code DJV.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limits apply. See store for details.
All right. So the reference I made to shopping in rural America, what's happened? Walmart came in, Sam Walton and his family. I'm sure Sam Walton and his life envisioned the company and the stores would grow to the extent that they did. But we all know what's happened. I can go through any number of places, especially in Ohio, where I spend a lot of time, where I went to school, where Walmart came in and basically wiped out all the retail in the town, except for cars and stuff like that, the food establishments. But when it came to selling things, it was a whole different story after Walmart shows up. So now you get used to Walmart, and then along come these smaller stores, the dollar stores, Dollar General, and that ilk 99-cent store, all these dollar stores that you think, because it's everything in the store is a buck, that you're getting a bargain. But if you look around and see what really is going on here, you aren't getting a bargain at all. They have done a fabulous job of promoting using the concept of the dollar stores, and buying everything for a dollar or under. But there's another thing going on here. People who are in rural areas oftentimes don't have the discretionary income. A lot of you who live on farms know how tough it is right now, and you want to get the best bang for your buck. I would say, and this is not an endorsement of Walmart, but as I'm not a shopper there, and I don't say that probably, I just don't, they don't have what I want in an atmosphere I want to shop in, but that's just me. A lot of you go there, a lot of you think it's great. How many of you go to the dollar store and actually look and compare prices of what you're buying there versus what you can get at any other store, whether it's the local drugstore, the local grocery store, because they have a lot of canned foods, a lot of cheap foods in these dollar stores. I think my point is to have you look at what's there, and maybe you're not going to be as impressed, or you may be surprised at how you can buy some of the same things elsewhere. And these dollar stores are just like the Walmart stores. They're running everybody else out of business. I think it's time we sort of took a stand. So, that's my statement and my thought. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.